Epilogue. The two drawings hang together now. If you were passing quickly, you might assume that they depict the same woman. On closer inspection, it is clear that this is not the case. There is a resemblance between the two faces, but it is familial rather than identical. It is the expressions that are so uncannily alike. Both women wear a look of slight incredulity, as though uncomfortable with the idea of themselves as muses. Their gaze inquires, too, demands something from those who look upon them. Not for them the quiet and patient passivity of so many subjects. One feels that their attention may be snatched away at any moment, lost to some more immediate and enticing thing beyond the realm of the paper. Oddly enough, most onlookers are apt to see all of this before they notice the great gulf of years between the two dates, 1929 and 1986. Almost a lifetime. This has been a Hachette audio production of The Book of Lost and Found, written by Lucy Folly, read by Fiona Hardingham, produced by Mind's Eye Productions. Post-production by Mind's Eye Productions. Production supervised by Elise Green. The Book of Lost and Found is available in print and digital formats from Back Bay Books, an imprint of Little Brown & Company, a division of Hachette Book Group. For more Hachette audio productions, visit us at hachetteaudio.com. Thank you for listening. Text copyright 2015 by Lost and Found Books LTD. Audio production copyright 2015, Hachette Audio. All rights reserved. In accordance with the US Copyright Act of 1976, the duplicating, uploading, and electronic sharing of any part of this audiobook without the permission of the publisher constitutes unlawful piracy and theft of the author's intellectual property. If you would like to use material from the audiobook other than for review purposes, prior written permission must be obtained by contacting the publisher at permissions@hbgusa.com. Thank you for your support of the author's rights. This audiobook is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either the product of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously, and are any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, events or locales is entirely coincidental.